Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Greetings. This is Let's Talk About It, your voice for wellness in the Imperial County Valley, Mexicali Valley, San Luis Valley. Sorry, I'm not the intro guy, right? Maria Wyatt is the intro person, and she's got that down to an art. We've been doing this for 7 years. I'm your other co-host, Scott Dudley. I don't usually have to say stuff like this. I can just wait for her to say, and then I can go from there. But this is my part, so I'll get it right. We're joined today by Hector Martinez. He's a community outreach coordinator for Breaking Down Barriers in LGBTQ community. He works for Mental Health America of San Diego, and we're talking about LGBT people, the community, and families, and how important families are, and how they end up playing out in terms of how people's lives go. And, you know, as part of the mental health community, you know, we always talk about families because that's where we come from, and that's where we go, and that's how it happens. So welcome back, Hector. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. Thank you for having me. It's a privilege.
Now, your story is a story. It's not all the stories, and every story is probably different, and everybody's different. Yet your story may help us to kind of understand what it's like for someone who grows up in a family, has to come out, goes out into the world, and then ends up being somebody who's able to kind of come back and be on the radio one day.
Yeah.
How was it for you? When we talked about identity at the age of 4 to 6. Do you remember that?
Yeah, you know, I do remember as a little kid, I thought I was different. I didn't know why. But I didn't really realize it until I was 17 years old.
Did you have a big family? I mean, were you had lots of brothers and sisters?
I had two younger brothers, and they were much younger than me. You know, I grew up here in San Diego. I was born in Mexico, and I grew up here in San Diego. And two younger brothers, and, you know, we were very close, Catholic, close family.
Like church on Sunday Catholic?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And, you know, I was an altar boy growing up. I, you know, did all that. And so, yeah, I'm pretty, I guess that's how we grew up.
What were you supposed to do or be? I mean, did your family kind of have an eye on you in terms of who you were going to end up being?
Yeah, I was supposed to get into politics and become a lawyer.
You were good at arguing? Did they let you argue at home?
I was actually, you know, it's funny because I was always like the peacemaker. And whenever anybody got into an argument, I was like, okay, what do I need to say here to have peace? I was the peacemaker in the family.
But they wanted you to be a lawyer. That was your chosen path.
That's kind of like what I was going towards. Yeah.
Okay.
And then at 17 years old, that's when I came out of the closet.
Now, when did you go in the closet? When did you know you were in the, how does that happen? When did it occur to you that you were attracted to boys, right?
Yeah.
Men.
Yeah. It occurred to me with, thanks to my girlfriend, who is, my prom date. And I came to her one day and I just said, I think I'm gay. And she said, oh, well, I'm a lesbian. But she had already been out of the closet for some time. And so we ended up becoming really great friends.
Wait, was that fate or was that just...
That was fate, I think.
How long had you been batting around in your head before you went to her? Because that's another part of the story that we don't really talk about is some people are really certain, other people are less certain, and even people who are certain, that first person you kind of semi come out to, I mean, that was kind of a coming out.
Yeah, and I wasn't certain. I didn't say to her, I am. I just told her, I think I am. And the only thing I remember before that is thinking, you know, there's something different about you. And I don't know what it is. And I thought maybe, oh, well, maybe I'm, you know, I don't know, maybe I'm something. I couldn't figure out what it was. And I met her.
Were you worried about it? Was it something that bothered you or?
Yeah, it was very worrisome.
Yeah.
And it was very worrisome. And I think that's why I got really very into, you know, being an altar boy.
Not a lot of sex talk at home growing up or?
No sex talk.
Okay.
We didn't talk about
that. The forbidden topic.
We didn't talk about it, and so I had no reference.
Your younger brothers just magically appeared.
Yes.
There wasn't any, it wasn't any biology or chemistry or anything else behind that.
Yeah, really. I mean, and I didn't read about it. I had no reference point. Had no references. And so I kind of just said, okay, well, I don't know. And once I came out to her, then, you know, we started to talk about it.
And that was at 17?
At 17 in 1989.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.